One morning I woke up and I knew a new day, a new way, and new eyes.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoops Day with Walter Yurecu. We are red hot rolling. This is 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Tonight we're doing things a little bit differently. Tonight we started off with Carry On by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. This week we lost David Crosby. David Crosby was a rock icon, two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. He started his career, made it big with the Byrds, with hits such as Turn, 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 and 8 Miles High. And then he formed the supergroup Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and which eventually led to Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, with Stephen Stills, Graham Nash, and Neil Young, obviously, from Buffalo Springfield and the Hollies. And like Jeff Beck, he was a good guitarist, not as proficient as Jeff Beck, but he's also a great songwriter and just a fabulous singer. I mean, Crosby, Stills, and Nash just had that harmony just second to none. I mean, it rivals the Eagles. So anyways, David Crosby did have very public addictions. He had a liver transplant from his alcohol and drug abuse, and he did pass away at age 81, and he was on Twitter and said that he will not be here that much longer. And unfortunately, we lost David Crosby. And I keep telling our wonderful listeners, like, listen, these people are icons and just changed the world with their music and made this place better with their music. And if you have the opportunity to see these people, please see them before they pass. I mean, we lost Jeff Beck, and now we lost David Crosby. Well, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Oh, doing pretty good. I'm doing all right.
Any thoughts?
Go ahead.
Any thoughts on the passing of David Crosby?
Well, listen, you know, we're 3 weeks into this new year, you know, and, you know, we've lost a number of, I'm not going to call them celebrities, because most of these people are regular people. You know, musicians, you know, famous musicians, recording artists. And David Crosby, he, you know, he was one of the best, you know, folk rock, things like that. You know, he did, he had quite the life, you know, besides the fact getting a lesbian pregnant twice, you know, without touching her is pretty good score, I guess, you know. So,
right.
The guy had a full life of, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And lived to be 81. So, you know, you could do it in moderation, I guess, you know, you could do it in moderation. But yeah, he's going to be missed.
Right. And funny thing about Crosby is that he's been going bald since he's probably in his 20s. So his wife made him a knit hat to, I guess, cover the obvious baldness, because he still had his long hair and bushy sideburns, like yours truly. So I reached out to the Crosby on Twitter, who's going to clown him about wearing his hat on television. He was on, I believe, MSNBC. I said, hey, Dave, what's with the hat? And I was about to all set to clown him, and he just said, well, let's just keep my noggin warm. And so I was like, all right, I'm not going to anything else besides that just be horrendous. But he will be missed, and you know, music like that just won't come around anymore, and it's sad. But anyways, let's start off the show. As always, we want to remember the men and women of law enforcement who were murdered in the line of duty. Fortunately for this week, we have no names to read off. Stay safe, one and all. Also, breaking news in Atlanta, they had riots in downtown Atlanta. Earlier this week, you had Antifa protesters at the site of a new police academy that the city of Atlanta was building. outside of the city limits. They had a protest. Things went bad. An Antifa protester was shot. I believe it was Georgia State Police. So they had a somewhat peaceful protest, and then all hell broke loose. So right now, the city is calm. I am watching Fox 5 Atlanta through the internet. Special shout out to Stas for sending me the link. And right now it looks like a police car is on fire, but for the most part, Atlanta's on lockdown because people just don't know how to behave. They want to riot because somebody else had to be stupid. What's your take on the situation in Atlanta?
Listen, you know, there's always got to be some goofy idiot to start nonsense. You know, Atlanta right now is, you know, up in arms over that stupid statue we'll talk about later. But, you know, Antifa just got to, every once in a while, has got to spit to let everybody know it's still there. Yeah, listen, it's going to be a conflict. There's always going to be a conflict. And they get whatever they deserve.
Right. And we've seen this a couple years ago when Antifa breached CNN headquarters. I mean, the one television network that supports these relatively peaceful protesters. And I say that in jest because years ago, I believe it was Minneapolis, there was a car lot on fire, a car dealership on fire. All the cars are on fire, and it looked like a nuclear war going on with all these cars ablaze. And the reporter from CNN said, well, it's been a relatively peaceful protest as all these cars on the lot are just torched. But anyways, moving right along, as usual, we want to give a special shout-out to Little Billy Keebler and the men and the alleged woman of the Yonadasis New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Please stay safe, one and all. Also, a special shout-out to new listener, Ms. Crabtree. Thanks for tuning in, nice lady, and hope you're a regular listener. So first story for the week is Black Church Joe Biden. Now, for Martin Luther King Day on Sunday, this past Sunday, which I call Jeff Beck Day since Jeff Beck passed around the same time as Martin Luther King, President Joe Biden went to the Ebenezer Baptist Church to celebrate the King holiday, or celebrate Martin Luther King. This church, which happened to be in Atlanta, Georgia, was Martin Luther King's church when he was a pastor. So anyways, Joe Biden gets up on the pulpit and said that when he was in high school and college, that he went to 7:30 a.m. Catholic Mass before he went to the black church when he was going to high school and college. And nobody raised an eyebrow because, I mean, I was young once. I went to high school and in college. I did average. And as a high school person, you don't want even to get out of bed in the morning, let alone go to school and go to church. I mean, Joe Biden is a Roman Catholic, practicing Roman Catholic, but he went to Catholic Mass, then he went to Black Mass? I mean, come on now. I mean, high school kids, college kids, have other things to worry about, like the you know, the opposite sex or the same sex. You know, this is 2023, so, you know, anything goes. How are they going to acquire some alcohol, whatever the age is? Who's having a party? Who's doing this? Who's doing that? What they're going to do after high school, what they're going to do after college. They're not thinking about going to a black church. And then if Joe Biden did go to a black church all those years in high school and college, not as a U.S. senator, but high school and college, he wouldn't look like a fish out of water as during the service, during one of the hymns, everybody's hooting and hollering and dancing and shaking the thing, and Joe Biden looks lost. The guy couldn't even clap. He looked like a deer in the headlights. But you know, that's Joe Biden going to the black church as a high schooler and a college student. Walt, what say you about black church Joe Biden?
Well, look, I'm just going to be blunt and put this out there. You know, he fits the profile of a pedophile. You know, he goes to the white church, he goes to the Latino church, he goes to the black church. What is this clown looking for? You know, is he look? He's just looking for underage prepubescent females to stare at, see if they can go sniff their hair or something. It's just unbelievable what this guy says in the positions he puts himself in. Black church, my eye, you know, you know, Forrest Gump went to the black church. Anybody who's seen Forrest Gump, he went down there and is that what he did? He put on a robe and joined the choir and, you know, clapping his hands and stuff. Listen, from the way he was using the N-word on the Senate floor, ain't no way a black church would have let his white ass in any door. No way. His pale white man, hairy white leg person in their church, didn't want his kids to go to school in the jungle and, you know, things like that, that he said, no way in the world. And apparently the liberal black population forget about that kind of stuff that he said, you know, in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s about using the N-word and degrading the blacks as being stupid. If they don't vote for Joe Biden, you ain't black. Or, the man is so confused. And then people actually, like, clap for him, you know, when he's finished with his speech, you know. Well, actually, both of them clap, so it's not like, you know.
People are looking at their phones.
They just can't believe their ears. What comes out of this man's mouth? You know, what's going to be next? You know that he's being investigated for these documents found in his garage. Say it week in and week out. This guy is just a rolling mess, and going to a black church, I don't know. What's he looking for? What's he looking for? You know, dinner afterwards? I mean, they cook really good food. You know, they have some wild food, you know, fried chicken and you know, things along those lines. But holy cow, the guy's just an idiot. He's just a real idiot. Next week he's going to be at the Russian church.
And then
the week after, that same afternoon, in the same week, he'll be at the Ukrainian church. You know, this guy's, you know, thank God, I've been saying this for 3 weeks now. We have an election next year. Unfortunately, it's 23 months away. So, but it's still next year. And hopefully, you know, he'll be G-O-N-E, gone.
Yep. So, that's mess step number one, step in a pile of stuff. Mr. Producer, how are we doing on time? Okay, we're doing good, great on time. So Sunday he put the left foot in a pile of you know what. So Monday he put the other foot in a pile of you know what. Because Mr. Biden went to the National Action Network offices here in the District of Columbia to have a Martin Luther King breakfast with members of Al Sharpton's folks. So, anyways, folks, if those are members of law enforcement who listen to us, please, number one, tell other people about us because nobody fights for you like we do. And number two, here's a reason why you should not vote Democrat. So after President Biden said he went to black churches, he went to the National Action Network's breakfast with the Reverend Al Sharpton, who tried to burn down New York City in 1998, and said that cops need to be retrained. And he says, we have to retrain cops because why should cops always shoot with deadly force? The fact is, if you need to use your weapon, you don't have to do that. And anyways, he kept going on about how cops use deadly physical force in confrontations, even though the police department has they have a what they call use of force continuum. And law enforcement folks is dirty, is dangerous, and it's ugly. People don't call up the police and say, "Hey, my wife just had a baby. Coming over, have a get a cigar." Or a female says, "Hey, I just had some plastic surgery done. Let me see. Let me show you my aftermarket parts." When cops go to a house and lock up dad, guess what? That's the breadwinner. So, and on top of that, the police are trained for a long time about using deadly physical force, from the mere presence, which is you show up in uniform and like take charge of the situation, to deadly physical force. In between just showing up to the scene and using deadly physical force, there's so many other tools to use before you have to use deadly physical force. Because, well, you've been in two instances where you had to use deadly physical force, and unfortunately the two people involved are still with us. But Joe Biden has no clue or doesn't want to have a clue why cops use or don't use deadly physical force, especially with everything going on with the defund the police and, you know, hate the police and the war on cops. Cops don't want to use any force. They hope, like, you're just compliant. So it's like Joe Biden wants the cops to be like the bad guys on the old Superman TV show with George Reeves, where they just throw their firearm at the bad guy. What say you about this foolishness?
Yeah, he doesn't get it. You know, not every police agency, and some of them are only, you know, only have two people. You know, look at Andy Griffith and Barney Fife. But most of the larger city agencies have an extensive training program, okay? Some are 6 months, some are 9 months, some can be up to a year. And each and every police officer in these big entities are on probation for at least 18 months from the day of swearing in. And, you know, that's when you learn your craft. That's when you learn, you know, how the street really works. That's when you take your social guide and throw it out the window. You know, that's for passing a test. The way Mr. Biden is reacting, and you said it correctly the first time, instead of retraining, he wants them to go away. He doesn't want them to do anything. It's costing the government too much money to make, you know, arrests. He'd rather have them run wild because it's not costing the city anything. If a perp doesn't get caught, it's not costing the city a dime. You know, it's not costing the country a dime. How many big FBI raids besides Mar-a-Lago have you heard about since Biden was in office?
Well, not to interrupt you, but breaking news, FBI conducts search of President Biden's Wilmington home and finds more classified materials. This guy, anyways.
Big shock there.
Yeah, well, shocking. So anyways, please continue.
Well, you know, Biden just, you know, if there's no arrest, there's no crime. Okay, if there's no crime, there's no arrest, there's no extra money being spent on crime. And, you know, the money is going into the pockets of these politicians, you know, both Republican and Democrat. You know, he's driving around in his 67, you know, classic Corvette. You know, hell, I worked all my life. I don't have a classic 67 Corvette. You know, what's he done more than I have? You know, except, you know, marry his babysitter, you know, the minute his wife and daughter were killed in a car accident. I'm sure Jill has seen Hunter's schmeckle a time or two, but it's, you know, it's besides the point, because we know about Hunter and non-blood family members. I should. How about that? Is that, does that make sense? Non-blood
yep.
family members. Okay. So you know, there's history everywhere in that family, and it's not good. I just don't think Mr. Biden has a hold on what, you know, real police actually do. You know, say what you may about me, but I actually did my job, you know. And like you said, you know, I got into two shootouts and in a black neighborhood, and both of my shootouts were white guys. And what were they doing? They were coming into East New York to buy their drugs, to take them out to Long Island to sell. And who's selling the drugs inside the ghetto? It was the black community. So, you know, you can't say that, you know, this is a white crime. And it's up to us. It was up to us as police officers to, you know, harass and pull people over and keep them out of our neighborhood. You know, if you were white and you were in East New York, you were up to no good. You know, if you weren't on one of the main arteries, you know, driving through to go to work, you know, to like downtown Brooklyn or something. But if you were just cruising around on Belmont Avenue and Miller, you know, you were up to no good. And Biden wants the police officers to ignore things like that.
Right. Anyways, coming up, we went from David Crosby and his genius music to garbage art. And also, stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Jerry Varmash. A woman faces murder for killing her husband at a Florida hospital.
It happened inside a Daytona Beach hospital. Police say the victim, Jerry Gillen, already knew of the plan.
From what I was told, he was aware of it. Apparently, the goal was for him to do it, but he did not have the strength. So she had to carry it out for him.
His wife, Ellen, shot him once in the head before barricading herself in the room while police tried to negotiate with her. They say at no time did she make threats to police or hospital staff. She eventually was taken into custody. No one else was injured. I'm Dave Collins.
President Biden's attorney says six additional items, including documents marked as classified, were found in Biden's Delaware home Friday. Following a Department of Justice search, Biden's personal attorney, Bob Bauer, says the documents were found after Biden's counsel offered full access to the home. Tourist entry to iconic Inca site Machu Picchu is now suspended due to ongoing unrest in Peru. Nationwide protests left 30 people injured this week, and more than 10 people were arrested in the city of Puno as things turned violent. It's been 25 years since the President Clinton Monica Lewinsky scandal.
The alleged affair between then President Bill Clinton and White House intern Monica Lewinsky broke this week in 1998, first online by the Drudge Report and then by the mainstream press. President Clinton at first defended his actions.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
He later testified in front of a grand jury and admitted to the relationship before being the subject of an impeachment trial. Lewinsky made amends in an interview last year on the Today Show.
I want to apologize any chance I get to people that I've hurt and my actions have hurt.
She published an article in Vanity Fair this week writing of the 25 things she's discovered since then. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
We'll be right back. Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is 7-5 Radio, red hot and rolling on the 21st of January, 2023. I want to give a special shout-out to Jay and Liz for our production staff for doing just an absolute bang-up job. Last week, they pulled some Jeff Beck songs after the intro, and which sounded spectacular. And then tonight, with no notice at all, they were able to pull out Carry On by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And they got a heck of a job with what they have to work with. But, you know, bravo Zulu on a job well done. Also, I got a very salacious text from a listener. Really, really, well, different. And, wow, I could say his name. Thank you. Oh, wait, it's from James Edwards. Never mind. Mr. Edwards and I were texting back and forth and just having a great time. Anyways, also this week in the city of Boston, Massachusetts, where they don't like busing, apparently they don't like good art either. $10 million was spent, some tax money, for a ginormous metal statue that called the Embrace. This was supposed to be Martin Luther King hugging Coretta Scott King somewhere in Boston after he won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. Well, somebody was hired to do a statue of this Embrace, which costs $10 million, most of it tax money, but tax money went to this thing, and it is the absolute biggest piece of garbage I ever seen in my life. If you go on our website, 75radio.org, it looks like two hands holding a gigantic phallus. I am not kidding. I'm not trying to be funny. It looks absolutely just ridiculous. You don't see any resemblance of Martin Luther King or Coretta Scott King. You just see arms, and that's about it. And just one side, just again, looks like something. It's you shouldn't see, but this is the way we're going. Years ago, we had art just so spectacular, statues of heroes such as like Robert E. Lee, Nathan Bedford Forrest, so detailed, so lifelike, you could see buttons on their shirts. But now we have this horrendous piece of—it's just garbage art, just garbage. Just, I mean, the hands look real, but it looks like a giant, you know what. Also, if you go on a website, Jared Taylor from American Renaissance talked about a gigantic piece of art called Sugar Mama, where Domino Sugar Company donated tons of sugar for this horrendous-looking statue. It's supposed to be a black woman, just with it was just garbage. And then Rockefeller Center, they had commissioned some other piece of art with a ginormous statue with an even bigger head. It looked like something out of, looked like a Easter Island short bus crew. But that's where we're going. We used to have great artists from all over the world, including the United States, that did great art, did statues of our heroes, Christopher Columbus, Robert E. Lee, George Washington. You know, the list goes on and on and on. But those statues are being taken down, ripped down, and now we got gigantic phallic symbols, you got Easter Ireland rejects, and you got ginormous things made out of sugar, which is just absolutely looks terrible. And, you know, that's where we're going. And then in entertainment, home box office, which is part of Discovery Warner, which also owns Hanna-Barbera Cartoons, came out with something called Velma, which is one of the characters from the old Scooby-Doo series from 50 years ago, and just totally just perverted it. Velma is a person of color. She's a lesbian and talks about different things that are just inappropriate. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with the old Scooby-Doo cartoon. It has been around for 50 years. All generations watched Scooby-Doo. You know, the old joke was when you're a kid, you know, you always thought Thelma was lesbian and Daphne slept around and Fred was friend Daphne were an item, and you know, and Shaggy was a stoner. But now they took this innocent cartoon that was loved by millions of people for five generations, and just perverted it, just like our so-called art. Well, what say you about the way the art world is going to?
You know, I've said this the other day. I posted on Facebook. I told you yesterday. You know, I can't see anybody coming up with this idea or this concept, and the city saying, "Yeah, it's a good idea. Go ahead and do it." You know, yeah. You know, and besides, here's $3.5 million. You know, for your trouble. You know, besides the fact that the statue is a piece of crap and what it represents, it doesn't. I don't know what it represents. They could tell you what it represents, you know, but the joke is on us because they're the only ones that know what it represents. They could say, yeah, Martin Luther King and Coretta King hugging. You know, my eye, I don't look like that to me. you know, like you said, starting in 2020, the, you know, BLM and Antifa and all these other idiots, you know, they want all the Southern statues taken down because it represents, reminds them of slavery, which none of the people in this 20th and 21st century have ever been. You know, take down the Stars and Bars because that's a representation of the South. From the Civil War, they were fighting to keep slavery. You know, a bunch of ridiculousness. And then they come up with this statue. You know, I'm going to step out and say I demand that this statue be taken down because I don't know what it is. You know, you say it looks like a phallus, you know, wrapped around, you know, with big hands. You know, some people say that, you know, it's a good representation of Martin Luther King Jr. I don't understand it. You know, just because it's how can I say, a popular thing to say, yeah, it's Martin Luther King, and people are saying, yeah, okay, great, you know, well, we love it. These people have no brains that say things like that. You know, right. They have no brains. Artwork is artwork. You know, it's to everybody's taste. I haven't heard of anybody who likes it. I haven't heard the sculptor who created this monstrosity step up and say how beautiful it is. And you people just don't see it. I don't hear any of that. People are saying that it's beautiful because they're black. And that's the norm, what they're supposed to say, right. You know? And besides, you know, King, you know, was a representative of the black community 50 years ago, more than 50 years ago. And it's, you know, it was unfortunate that, you know, he was murdered and he didn't get a chance to live out his life. I mean, he got killed when he was 40. He had another 40, 50 years ahead of him to be a leader. However, that didn't happen. So all these people are stepping up, and there's Martin Luther King High School, Martin Luther King Junior High School, Martin Luther King Boulevard, Martin Luther King Park, you know, Martin Luther King statue, Martin Luther King represents why the Negro Leagues weren't integrated into professional baseball until the 40s. You know, everything is circled around this man, and I think they need to find more religion than what they think Martin Luther King would have done, or what they think Martin Luther King would have said, or they think how Martin Luther King would have felt. You know, they got to stop assuming this and putting ideas in their community's heads on that this is the right thing to do. This statue represents nothing, nothing. You know how many black families in Atlanta could have used part of that $10.5 million? The poverty in Atlanta. Did you ever drive through the south side of Atlanta? I haven't been there in a couple of years, but a couple of years ago, it is horrible. Horrible. And it could have been so much. It could have been the Martin Luther King cleanup. I would have went for that. Martin Luther King Rescue. Martin Luther King Rescue Mission. I would have went for that for $10.5 million that was spent on this thing. So
right.
I'm not pointing out anybody in particular, but the black community in Atlanta should be up in arms. Pardon the pun, because that's about what the statue is.
Well,
they should be up in arms about money.
Well,
that was spent.
Right. But anyways, it was in Boston of all places. But anyways, we'll come back, talk about just more racism from the black community. Stay tuned, everybody. 75radio.org. 75radio.org.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back, folks. You have to go check our website, 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org, because this is the fastest hour in radio. We're at the end, and we still got stuff to talk about, and stuff I have to wait till next week, like the situation with Mr. Crowder in Daily Wire. But we'll stay tuned for next week. But anyways, the NFL has this horrendous thing called the Rooney Rule, where teams that want to hire a new coach has to interview black candidates, whether they hire them or not. Now, the Houston Texans this year has hired Lovie Smith, who used to coach the Chicago Bears, who went to the Super Bowl and did not win. They hired him, and they fired him this year because Lovie Smith led the team to a 3-13 season. Now, instead of saying that he was fired because of the 3-13 record, Lovie Smith may have not gotten along with the owners of the Texans or the coaching staff, the players, whatnot. For whatever reason, the gas bags on sports television, ESPN mainly, said that the reason why Lovie Smith was fired because of, you guessed it, say it with me, folks, racism. And, of course, the main offender is one Stephen A. Smith. Now, folks, football teams have about between 10 and 15 opportunities to get people to these games. And they're not going to get people to these games if they keep losing. If people don't go to the games, they're not paying for tickets. If they're not at the games, they're not buying beer. They're not buying hot dogs. They're not buying souvenirs. And the teams are not making that much money or as much money they need to make to break even or draw a profit. Because professional football, like all professional sports, is a business. I mean, just ask the New York Jets last year or the Washington Redskins this year. If you have a crappy team, you have a crappy product, nobody's going to participate. But, of course, Stephen Smith and his ilk says it has to do with racism. I mean, Lovie Smith is a heck of a coach. He just had a bad product, a bad team. The Houston Texans is just they're like the 21st century Detroit Lions, just horrendous. Poor J.J. Watt, who is a future Hall of Famer, he went from one bad team to another bad team. So anyways, but people like Smith need to realize that not everything is about race. Now, Stephen Smith makes $8 million just bloviating about race. Just it's all about racism day in and day out for these black multimillionaires. Now, Mr. Smith has to get by on a paltry $8 million yearly salary. But I mean, this is not 1955 where black players and coaches have to sit in the back of the bus or stay in different hotels or use a different drinking fountain than the rest of the team. But if there wasn't racism, then Stephen A. Smith would not have a job. And anyways, Stephen Smith probably won't have a job because nobody's buying this crap, number one. And if they're not buying the crap from ESPN and other outlets, nobody's watching it. Ratings go down, ad revenue goes down, and you know they have to find another way to make some money. And then Stephen A. Smith might have to go to a white man for another job. Well, what say you about so-called racism in the NFL that doesn't exist?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You know, nobody in the modern era has been fired because they're white or they're black or Hispanic, you know, from professional sports. They get fired because they don't perform well. They get fired because they don't hold up the expectations of what they say that their plan is. And when their plan doesn't work after 16 games and you only won three of them, your plan only worked, you know, for three of those 16 games, they don't want to do the same thing next year. You know, they'd rather chalk up their losses, eat his contract, and find somebody else. As a matter of fact, it could be constituted as racism if they kept him, you know, from the flip side. Well, they're keeping him because he's black. See, so, you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, because everybody just looks for the proper narrative of the day. And this is the narrative of our common day, of our current times. Let's just fire everybody and then just start from scratch. This way nobody gets hurt, nobody gets burned, you know, nobody gets butt hurt, nobody gets their feelings hurt. Fire everybody. You know, even the guys that win the Super Bowl, fire them. Fire them just to prove that they're not being fired because they're black or white or green. Fire him because you don't want to win the Super Bowl next year. That's the narrative I would look at. You know, Lovie Smith, you know, he's been around a long time. What does Lovie Smith say about it? That's what counts. That's what would count. Does he feel he was fired because he's a man of color? So that's what counts. So when people say that, oh, he got fired because he's black, he got fired because, well, what does the man say or the woman? You know, that's how I would look at it.
Well, you bring up a good point. You know, they want to get these black coaches. Well, why don't we get female head coaches, or why don't we get transgender head coaches? I mean, we have no female head coaches in the National Football League, and we have no transgender head coaches in the National Football League. I mean, come on, NFL, give it the program. Don't be so bigoted. So anyways, but I could care less about the NFL, except, you know, I kind of root for the Buffalo Bills because they had that team, that city's had it rough. And just, and plus, like, the idea of the Bills Mafia just so organic and grassroots. But anyways, finally, real quick, in Congress, well, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. That's a short vision. But anyways, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee from Texas introduced a bill that criminalizes white supremacy by outlawing certain types of speech. Folks, I am not making this up. You have a member of Congress that's introduced a bill to abridge the freedom of speech, literally. And, of course, you know, white supremacy is the boogeyman. That's the what is the problem of all of America. It's not the border that's wide open. It's not the streets that look like Mogadishu. It's not the debt limit we just broke. It's not the fact that people can't afford to put food on the tables or gas in the car. It's not the billions to a Ukraine that's not being accounted for. It's not the fentanyl coming in like a tidal wave. It's not the classified material at Joe Biden's house. No, it's white supremacy. And anyways, look for this pile of dog crap go down in flames. Well, let's say you real quick, last couple of minutes, about criminalizing speech.
No, you can't do that. You know, the Freedom of Speech Act has been in from the get-go. That's why it's in the First Amendment. And it protects what you say, but there are exceptions. You know, you can use the N-word if you like to. I mean, I don't like to. I use it when I, you know, describe something, I'll use the word, and I have on this thing, but I'm not using it towards a person in a derogatory way. The freedom of speech, you know, you can't, of course, the old thing, you can't scream fire in the movie theater. Okay, that's not freedom of speech. You can't raise alarm with the speech that you use. And you know, as a matter of fact, you know, everybody that listens to this show knows that I was arrested a couple of years ago for expressing my views with the F-bombs, you know, and I was arrested for disorderly conduct. Of course, the case was dismissed because it's my freedom of speech. I could use those words. So let's let the immigrants in. Let's let the drug dealers run wild. Let's let Chicago shoot each other, but let's concentrate on freedom of speech and parts thereof that you can't do. I mean, the priorities are just vast backwards, as my father used to say. And it's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing to somebody gets butt hurt and they just wanted to say something new, you know, like, you know, AOC thought she was saying something new about cow farts, you know. it's just ridiculous the way people come up with these ideas on what their stand is going to be on certain issues. So, you know, do I care if they're going to start screwing around with the Constitution of the United States? Absolutely. I'll be the first one on the steps screaming and practicing my freedom of speech. And if anybody wants to join me, that's fine. If you don't want to join me, that's fine too. This is what I would do. I'd be the first one at the door screaming at them, using my freedom of speech rights to express myself.
Right, but, you know, I think it's a ploy just to take the heat off of everything, because whatever the left touches turns to crap. You know, you got, I'm watching CNN right now, you got the FBI searched Biden's house. Like I said before, we got borders wide open, fentanyl's all over the place. People are just shooting up dope and shooting each other with their firearms. But anyways, we made it to another week. It was a great show. As usual, too short for Walter Yerkew. This is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you can make a difference. Go out and make it, everybody.
This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.